nation's largest and second largest cable providers. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, brought to you in part by BenSwan.com. So Comcast wants to merge with Time Warner, spending about $45 million. So whose business is it other than the shareholders of the companies? Well, actually, it's the business of the American public. See, cable companies already essentially operate as legal monopolies in their respective areas. Comcast is already the number one cable and internet service provider in the country. But they haven't exactly been a good citizen. In 2007, Comcast was caught using its effective near monopoly on internet connectivity in its service area to stifle competitors. Well, not only did the FCC do nothing but give a slap on the wrist to punish that behavior, but shortly after allow Comcast to acquire NBC Universal. Right now, the average cost of cable in America is $86. Comcast, in 2013, collected about $156 a month on average per customer. Which is why this all comes down to two words, public interest. I'll explain after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. So why is the Comcast attempt to merge with Time Warner Cable a big deal? Well, again, two words, public interest. See, there is no public interest that is served by allowing these companies to merge. As a writer for the LA Times puts it, quote, neither Comcast nor NBC needs this merger for its survival. It won't improve cable TV or internet technology. In fact, by concentrating economic power in fewer hands, it may lead to less of all that. In order for the FCC to approve this kind of merger, now, they should only legally do so if they can determine it is in the public's interest. But tell me this, who in Washington is concerned with public interest these days? So the real number that deserves attention here, during 2013, Comcast paid $18.7 million to 30 different lobbying firms. In order to get their merger approved, Comcast doesn't need to prove that they're serving the public's interest. They just need to grease the right wheels. And it looks like they've already done that. For stories that affect your...
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Chelation was first used in the 50s to get the lead out, but the doctors found it also improved circulation and heart health. Today, people still spend thousands of dollars to take chelation. The herbs in Extendivite were chosen for their chelating and healing effects to give you the detoxifying benefits of chelation plus the health benefits of the other herbs for a fraction of the cost of chelation therapy. People have reported finding many long-term ailments start to disappear the longer they take Extendivite. It is no secret that if you remove the toxins, you remove the causes of many of today's ailments. Don't wait any longer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver. All sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam, and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Myself and Steve Starrs plan to take you on another journey tonight at the Bob Tuscan Show. Welcome. Thanks so much for tuning in. Appreciate you being here. We will take calls tonight at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. How was your day today, Steve?
Well, it was actually pretty good. A lot of bad news, of course, coming out across the economic stretch of things. And, it's starting to reflect on Americans that something's not quite right. A lot of other things. But all in all, I had a pretty good day myself. How was yours?
Busy. Tired again. But what else is new? Went to the farmer's market.
Ah.
There was tons of beautiful fresh produce. This is the time of year. Bought some fresh strawberries.
Great.
Yum. Delicious. Do you eat the greens on the tops of the strawberries, Steve?
Not usually, but I guess they're edible and good for you.
Well, you said exactly what I was going to say. They're edible and they are good for you and they don't taste too bad.
Really?
You just pop the whole strawberry and make sure it's washed real good. Pop the whole strawberry in and you're going to get a lot of the nutrients from those strawberries, from those greens.
Wow. Keep that in mind. I grow my own strawberries sometimes when they grow very well. We don't have hail and everything to knock them out. But yeah, I like strawberries. I like to grow my own, as a matter of fact. So
awesome. Well, next time, eat your greens, man.
I will. I'll eat the greens next time. I'll keep that in mind, and I won't cut them as short, and I'll keep the greens on them, which a lot of people, you know, they sell them in stores a lot of times with the greens on them. So I don't know if you want to buy them that way, but
Most of the time they do, don't they?
Yeah. Most of the time they do. And, the thing about strawberries, of course, if you plant them and they grow, they keep coming back every year because then you have strawberry fields forever. You know, I mean, they just keep
growing.
It's true.
I think I've heard about that before from some guys from Liverpool. Steve, enough of the small talk already. All right, man, geez.
Well, you know, people do like our health shows and our health benefits, Bob. And we.
All right, but enough of the small talk, man. Let's get into the meat and potatoes of our stories tonight.
Yeah, absolutely.
Most say the U.S. should not get into the Ukrainian situation right now.
Yep, that's right. Looks like a Pew Research Center poll just released their findings that most say U.S. should not get too involved in the Ukrainian situation. About 56% of Americans are against it, 15% don't know, and then 29% believe that we should take stronger stands against and demand Russian sanctions. I think that's all, you know, that's a pretty indicative of the fact that here we are again, like we were with Syria before. The American people are sick of war. They're sick and tired of it. It's cost them money. They have to hear the news about it. They're tired of seeing innocent people being displaced and all this ruckus going on. And they keep asking this question, why are we spending so much money in Afghanistan and in Syria? Why are we arming these rebels and these madmen? And why are we involved with Russian politics? I mean, Crimea has been under control or in alliance with Russia for a long time. What has changed? Nothing. And now they we have to have a pep talk from people like John McCain, you know, that insane person who should have been drummed out of the Senate in Arizona from a long time back, Bob. And now he's, you know, pushing this whole thing. And we'll get into that and even how the Israelis are trying to encourage us to get in more involved and that Obama is too timid. They're blaming him for not doing enough. I'll get into that story. But should I read a little bit of this first or should we go on to some other things? And
let's go ahead and get into it. Go ahead.
Okay, well, it says, this is a story from Pew Research. It was published March 11. It says, most say U.S. should not get too involved in the Ukrainian situation. Reluctance crosses party lines as Russian troops remain in Ukraine's Crimea region, and Crimea's parliament has set up a secession vote. Americans prefer the U.S. to not get too involved in the situation. By roughly 2-to-1 margin, 56% versus 29%, the public says it is more important for the U.S. to not get involved in the situation with Russia and Ukraine than to take a firm stand against Russian actions. The new national survey by the Pew Research Center, conducted March 6th through 9th in 2014, among 1,003 adults, finds more disapproved, 44%, than approved, 30%, of the way the Obama administration is handling the situation involving Russia and Ukraine. While roughly a quarter, 26%, have no idea at all. They have no opinion, Bob. You know, 26%. Well, we knew that was the case. But anyhow, it's pretty clear right now that the people, according to this Pew Research poll, are not in favor of what Mr. Obama is wanting to do and the sanctions and all the ruckus that we have to create, sticking our nose in other people's business while we have all these problems here at home. And we'll get into some of those problems that have come out on the Federal Reserve today and other things. The stock market, you know, looking kind of sick. The situation with 401ks for next year, friends, there may be a giant sucking sound that you're getting ready to hear of a lot of people pulling their money out of their 401ks if this turns out to be true. And that will do what? It'll only take the stock market way down, bonds and things like that. Things are changing. Interest rates went up a little bit today on the long-term loans on houses, I know, because I've been looking around at them. Other things like that, Bob, but the key thing is, of course, that you know we have all this ruckus going on and all this economic just complete confusion, and we have nobody who has any ability to gather the people together in the office of the president or Congress or any place else while all this happens. And to start another war, I'm surprised it isn't 89% against the idea.
Well, I know who is 100% for the idea, and that is Israel, Steve.
Israel. Yes, that's Israel. Right. Another interesting story today, of course, and this one comes from Kurt Nemo at Infowars.com, March 19th. It says, Israel's defense minister, Moshe Yaalon, used the State Department orchestrated unraveling of Ukraine and the failure of the United States to confront Russia militarily to criticize the weakness of the Obama administration.
He goes on to say, because the U.S. has not pursued the role of the world policeman more aggressively, it is, well, inviting terrorism. Quote, if you sit and wait at home, the terrorism will come again, Yaalon said during a speech at Tel Aviv University. He goes on to say, this is a war of civilizations. If your image is feebleness, it doesn't play or it doesn't pay in the world. Nobody will replace the United States as the global policeman. I hope the United States comes to its senses. If it doesn't, it will challenge the world order, and the United States is the one that will suffer. Wait a second. It will challenge the world order. What's the world order? Is that the new world order?
Yeah, the world order. That's what he's talking about right there. You know, of course, we're supposed to be in step with all of that. You know, but oddly enough, it says other Republicans, including Tea Party favorites Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, have come out in support of confronting Russia over its role in Ukraine. Why Ted Cruz and Rand Paul? Well, you know, here's the point. He says, this is a quote, America has receded in leadership across the world, and into that vacuum has stepped nations like Russia and Iran and China and made the world a much more dangerous place, according to Ted Cruz, who said that on Wednesday. He also said the U.S. needs to install ballistic missile batteries on Russia's border. Paul has also taken a confrontational stand on Russia, although not a military one. He says it's important that Russia become economically isolated until all its forces are removed from Crimea and Putin pledges to act in accordance with the international standards of behavior and respect for the rights of free people. I don't get it.
You know. Folks, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back when we come back in a back after the back after this break.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn. Glucosamine chondroitin. Sea cucumber. Colloidal minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at HerbalHealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. Let's talk a little bit about the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve seems quite serious about tapering. So what comes next? Steve and I are going to break this down and let you know what this means for you and your wallets. And let me point out, as a prerequisite to all of this, the Federal Reserve, in its very nature, is bound for failure, or at least for more debt. I mean, in a sense, as I said that, I think to myself, one person's failure is another person's success.
That's right.
It might not be failure to do what they're doing. These are smart people. They might be psychopaths, but they're smart people, and they have a plan here. So what does this mean for you and I? What kind of failure, what kind of a disaster is this going to be for you and I? Well, let's take a look. Will this be the year when the Fed's quantitative easing program finally ends? Well, all indicators show that Janet Yellen is probably going to keep in place most, if not more, of what we saw from the former chairman, Ben Bernanke. I have a few thoughts on this, but Steve, I'll let you break it down first and give us your thoughts, and then we'll also take calls at any point on tonight's show. So if you want to join us, troll free, 800-313-9443. Steve?
Well, it's as simple as this, really. You know, I mean, if you have like a community chest where everybody pays in and then you loan money out there, of course, fractional reserve can be used to grow money, but when it gets out of control like this and it's banking on things that are bad risks and then you turn this thing into a giant casino called the derivatives market, it's way out of control, obviously. But the point is simply this. If you let some private entrepreneurs and opportunists come in and say, look, we'll handle all the money, and we'll loan it out, and we'll take the interest. Instead of paying the interest back into the community wealth, they want to get you into as much debt as possible because they make money on your debt. The money doesn't go back into your pocket. It goes into theirs. I mean, if you had a community, like let's say you just had your own little community chest that you were working together, you know, kind of a situation where everybody was paying in a little bit of money, and through the leverage that you had with all your money, like an insurance policy or anything else, where everybody had all this this budget to work with, okay, and somebody said, I'll take care of all of that, only from now on, instead of the interest going back into your pockets, it goes into mine. That's what the private Federal Reserve System is all about. It's been there all along. It's not really hard to understand. I mean, there's all kinds of details about this, about how the way the money is paid for, and T-notes that are backed by that, government bonds and all this kind of stuff, and it goes on and on and on. It gets very, very involved. But the reality is the people have been robbed of their interest, their own interest, for all these years, interest that could pay back into the system that could be, again, used by other people. That's the bottom line with the Federal Reserve. And now, of course, you know, there's other things. We're talking about Obama's budget, bad for 401k savers. This is a story from CNBC, Bob. I'll hit it real quick here. President Obama's proposed budget for 2015 would be a disaster for the millions of Americans who are underprepared for retirement, and I'm one of them, friends. This plan would reduce the tax incentives for employers to offer retirement plans to their employees. Let's examine the backdrop. Our country's retirement situation is a mess. Social Security is grossly underfunded and is headed for insolvency. Yet, neither political party has the guts to offer any real solutions. Of course, the real solutions would be at first to get rid of the Federal Reserve. That's my comment. But anyway, corporations killed their pension plans years ago because they couldn't afford them. While government pension schemes are beyond broke and causing havoc in many cities and municipalities, we know that for sure. The largest retirement savings vehicle in the U.S. is the defined contribution plan, namely the 401k. This is a plan in which employees may elect a portion of their paycheck to go into an account earmarked for retirement. They receive a tax deduction for the amount that is saved and will realize the taxes when the money is withdrawn during retirement. Saving is hard work for most of us. But it's not the tax deduction that makes the 401k so attractive. The real beauty of the 401k is that the money is yanked out of one's paycheck before the worker has a chance to spend it. Well, that's true, until now, of course. But if you work for a Fortune 500 company, odds are you have a decent 401k plan, and Obama's budget won't have much impact on you. However, if you are like the millions of Americans who work for a small company, this budget may kill your chance of any sort of financial independence during retirement. So they're cutting these things back, Bob, is what's happening. Companies all over the country are dropping them. And I know people have made a lot of money with their 401ks. I know personally some people who are very happy with their 401ks and the stock market doing so well. But as this begins to transpire, what is going to take place when money, like I said, the giant sucking sounds start to be pulled out of there, when people realize, my gosh, my money's at risk, the stocks are not going to do as well, I'm not sure that this is a very stable situation for the future. It's going to set off a domino effect, and we're going to have a lot of people who are not ready for retirement pulling their money out of their 401k plans, which may in a way be good if they're ahead of the game. But it could be bad, and it's not going to solve the problem in the long run. So that's a big part of it. Was that kind of online with where we were going? That's only one aspect of this thing. There's others, of course, today.
Another aspect are the sudden deaths of J.P. Morgan workers and others in the banking industry.
Yes.
Today or yesterday, a couple weeks ago now, or about a week ago. Kenneth Belando, age 28, was found outside his East Side apartment building in what the New York Post is calling an apparent suicide. Despite an ongoing police investigation into the matter, the building from which Belladonna allegedly jumped was only six stories, by no means ensuring the death, or that death would result, rather, providing the police with an additional reason to investigate for foul play. The young Belladonna, who has previously worked for J.P. Morgan Chase himself, was the brother of John Belladonna, who was named in the Senate Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations report on how J.P. Morgan had hid losses and lied to regulators in London oil derivatives trading debacle that resulted in losses of at least $6.2 billion, at least. Congressional outrage was heightened by the fact that J.P. Morgan was gambling in London in high risk and, well, illiquid derivatives using deposits from its FDIC-insured bank, not with its own capital. At the time of the London Whale investigation in the U.S. Senate, John Belando's job title was associate at J.P. Morgan. In September of last year, the same month that J.P. Morgan settled the London Whale matter with four sets of regulators for $920 million, John Belladonna was promoted to vice president, according to his LinkedIn profile. He is still doing much of the same work he did during the building of the London Whale derivatives position, which includes developing and presenting key risk analytic reports for senior treasury management, business partners, various risk committees, and regulators. Interesting.
Wow. The banksters are falling. The banksters are falling, as somebody has said in our chat room. I mean, it's just, gosh, this is really an epidemic, isn't it? I mean, it's like, you know, they're going to have to start jumping out of windows on the high risk of what it is to be a bankster in this world today. It's very suspicious, isn't it? Another one. How many more are going to happen? Where have we seen this before? 1929, you know, how many people jumped out of windows, Bob, or were pushed? You know, the question is very serious about what's taking place here, friends.
We'll take a break and come right back on the Bob Tuscan Show.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne, Glucosamine Chondroitin, Sea Cucumber, Colloidal Minerals, Superfam, and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
With new and ever-increasing health threats on the rise, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family from deadly viruses, bacterias, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says, "Silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern science." Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky. The public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts
and collectors. Yeah, I don't have a story. Let me see if I can find it.
There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Would love to hear from you if you want to jump on board. 800-313-9443. John Corzine's son died?
Yes, very strange situation here. And there's been conflicting reports, of course, and some questions, a lot of questions at this point. But another story here of prominent people dying suddenly. Former Governor John Corzine's son, Jeffrey Corzine, is dead. At the age of 31, a spokesman for the family has confirmed. A spokesman for Corzine provided no details of the death, but said the former governor is devastated by his son's loss. Mr. Corzine is obviously devastated by this tragic loss, said his spokesman, Stephen Goldberg. We ask that all respect the family's privacy during this very difficult time. This guy, Jeffrey Corzine, was on the campaign trail, of course. And this story is from NJ.com, NewJersey.com, and there's more on this as developing. But he was kind of a flamboyant character, Jeffrey Corzine was a fixture on the campaign trail during the final weeks of 2005 in the gubernatorial race and was by his father's side after the 2007 accident that nearly took the elder Corzine's life. So 2 years ago, Jeffrey Corzine made headlines when he was the last man standing in a poker tournament run by billionaire investor Warren Buffett. The tournament, sponsored by the New York Jets, or NetJets, a subsidiary of Buffett's firm, is among the most exclusive in the country. Corzine took home the grand prize by defeating former Yahoo president Sue Decker. Well, anyway, Corzine, you know, a former CEO of Goldman Sachs, was ousted from the company in 1999, quickly decided to use his vast wealth to fund a run for U.S. Senate. After a comeback victory in the Democratic primary, he narrowly defeated U.S. Republican Bob Franks in the general election. So we know about John Corzine. We know about MF Global, you know, and now strange things are happening there. And that is another odd turn of events. We'll have to have more details on that later on. But, you know, I'm not going to say that I'm, you know, I'm not going to make comments about it to the fact that, you know, there's some stuff that's been going on with him for a long time, of course, Mr. John Corzine. But, you know, you can see that these people who get involved with this stuff are living a very dangerous lifestyle, as we've recorded here, Bob. Don't you think?
They are. Mm-hmm. They sure are. What you're hearing right now is the scene at a high school where a cop breaks a student's arm in Texas. He just snaps it behind the kid's back. He completely has little disregard that this is a high school student. He just rips his arm. And this video is shocking. I don't even want to play any more audio from that, so cut that, please, Mr. Producer. But the shocking video has emerged of a campus police officer violently breaking his arms as he screams out in agony. I can't avoid these stories, Steve. They're everywhere we look. And, well, in a little bit I want to talk about some more police issues. These are of not exactly more individualistic context, but these have to do with raids and with the FBI basically continuing their typical entrapment for terrorism. But first, before we get into that stuff, as promised, I do want to take calls tonight. 800-313-9443 is how you can join us. Again, the troll-free number is 800-313-9443. Let's talk to Fred in California. Hi, Fred.
Hey, Bob. How's it going? Steve, you too.
Hey, Fred.
Hi, how are you? Yeah, I wasn't planning on calling, but I'm reading a book called The Unseen Hand by Ralph Epperson. It's
I've heard of it.
Yeah, it's what's left over what I was going to donate to your show and didn't.
That's okay.
Yeah, because you guys actually you really bring on some great links to different sources of information. But yeah, you know, it's kind of ironic, you know, with countries like Ukraine and the Crimea, and we're getting into this Federal Reserve banking situation, and a lot of people out there, I think a lot of your audience understands, but I also get on other talk shows that are not as informed as yours to try and make changes and get people to understand what's going on in their world, but they don't want our form of banking system. You know, it's not just the Crimea and Ukraine, but geez, it's Iran and Syria and all these other countries. They've seen what debt-based banking can do, especially to the middle class, which they're gone. And it'll be a long time before we see them again. I'm trying to remember this fellow that worked for the State Department. I think he was in the Department of Defense, but actually it's Department of War. Javinsky?
Zbigniew? Brzezinski?
Yeah, there you go.
Yes. Founder of the Trilateral Commission and, of course, a national security advisor for Jimmy Carter. And he's back again.
Yeah, back, because a lot of what he has written is coming true. It's really ironic, too, that a lot of information I read from former government employees that have since, you know, put into pen or whatever and written books are a tremendous source of information as to what's going on today. And he's written a few of them and basically has written the game plan. So I'm sure it doesn't shock him what's going on. But, you know, our president can make just veiled threats to the Russians right now. And a lot of that is due to the fact that we've got a Federal Reserve System that has really knocked out our fiduciary responsibility to the world as a reserve currency. And they see it. They don't want any part.
Yep,
they just don't want any part of it. And it shows today. Putin can do just about anything he wants to. But in the bigger scheme of things, I think that the powers to be, and I see Putin and Obama merely as puppets in this thing that are just carrying out their orders. I think that what we're seeing here is we want to weaken Russia or the Matrix. However it's going to transpire, we'll see.
Fred, are we trying to weaken Russia, or are we actually strengthening them and weakening ourselves? I think it's the other way around, that we're actually weakening ourselves. I mean, it's not going to help us to have Russia withdraw billions of dollars from accounts in the United States to make good on the threat that Putin has made, that they will dump the dollar and they will default on loans and all businesses and stuff like that, because he's already stated that, everybody knows that the ruble is a very strong currency right now, and they really don't need us. He's already made that very plain to us months ago, that the BRIC nations have a much larger economy and market in themselves than the West does. They really don't need us. And anything that we're doing right now, it sounds to me like, is almost suicidal. We're shooting ourselves in the foot. I don't think there's any honesty at all about what Obama is doing. I think they're deliberately trying to destroy the U.S. economy. But that's my opinion, you know.
Yeah, I agree with you on that, Steve. I think I was speaking there more on long-term, eventually. But in the short-term, I think you're absolutely correct. There's no way out at this point. As far as the new Fed chairman for the Federal Reserve Bank, they're not going to pull back on the controls on printing money. They can't afford to. We're basically backed into a corner, and it's a sad story. And people out there need to understand that the Federal Reserve Bank is not created to regulate our economy. It was set up by a cartel of very wealthy people and very powerful people for their benefit. And
that's exactly what it comes down to. It's usurping of the public for a few families' benefit. Hey, Fred, before I let you go, real quick, I finally posted my Free Your Mind conference lecture up on the website. Will you check it out?
Will. I will.
Okay, cool. I think you'll dig it. I'll tell you when I get back.
Hi, Sandra Anderson here. How can you help Republic Broadcasting to win $20,000 at no cost to you and enter a chance to win $50,000? Download my Keller Williams app sweepstakes. If you have an iPhone, Android, or iPad mobile device, you can enter. You may not know me and are asking, how is this going to benefit RBN? Well, if I win the competition, I'm going to donate the $20,000 to Republic Broadcasting Network. See, John and I started Republic Broadcasting in 2004. Yes, I'm the wife, and I am a realtor with Keller Williams Realty. Here's all you do. Go to RBN's homepage at republicbroadcasting.org and look under RBN Updates and follow the directions. Tell your friends, it only take a minute of your time, and I would appreciate the support greatly, and so will you if you win the $50,000. The sweepstakes ends March 31st, and I know we can win this with your participation.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all, by mail, anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt.
All right, Bob Hope, same on the air as he is off the air.
No.
He wasn't.
Well, no, he's not funny really off air. He's very businesslike, where he was when I met him. Carol Channing was a one. He is as real. She's as real off air as she is on. Or
Muhammad Ali?
A little aloof when he's not when he's not on. Of course, that was in his later years. Joe Namath was a nice guy. He loved signing autographs. He's still Smiling Joe all the time. You know, same sort of the same guy, at least in my opinion. Of course, that would depend upon the circumstances, too, of course.
Bob Tuscan,
you know, off air, man. You don't even want to. No, let's let him go there. I don't go there. Hey, but speaking of NFL quarterbacks, did you see that Jay Cutler, Chicago Bears quarterback Jay Cutler, is in trouble because he refuses to... Jay Cutler. You don't know who Jay Cutler is. Okay, Jay Cutler was a Denver Bronco for a while, and then he went to the Chicago Bears. A Denver Bronco. He was a famous Denver Bronco quarterback. Then he went to the Chicago Bears. The Bears. But anyhow, the leftist media outlets are up in arms over NFL quarterback Jay Cutler and his wife, Christine Cavallari's announcement that they will not vaccinate their children.
Okay, wait a second. I saw this. Is she the reality TV star?
Yeah, well, she's very famous, of course, as well. You know, and of course, they're now in real trouble because they are not following the drumbeat of "We know what's best from you for you," and the white-coated priests of the medical-industrial pharmakia Babylon sorcery business. And you know, you can't have that when two famous people, that is, of course, you know.
Sure, I didn't realize she was a famous couple.
Yeah, they're famous.
I only heard her side of it all. I want to give a big shout-out to a lady by the name of Sarah Walker, who wrote an article at BobTuscan.com, an exclusive for us, Why Anti-Vaxxers Need to Be More Vocal About Their Decision. And she made a decision, a conscious decision, to me, to be more vocal about her anti-vaxxing perspective, if you will. And I want to talk about this for a moment. Because I think this is a great piece, and I applaud her for being vocal. Many doctors, major news outlets, governmental organizations, and many everyday people say that vaccines are safe, effective, and have saved millions of lives. But this proposition does not become true through repetition, and the assertion of an authority cannot substitute for factual information to support their conclusion. Through discussing this topic with doctors and others and researching the way that the vaccine industry works, I have found that people who believe vaccines are 100% safe and effective are either unaware of all of the evidence to the contrary, or they are ignoring the evidence for one reason or another. Before I researched this topic, I accepted that vaccines were safe and effective because I had heard it repeated so many times, and doctors recommended them to me. I knew that some people said there were no problems with vaccines, but because anti-vaccine advocates are often ostracized and characterized as crazy, I accepted that any suggested problems with vaccines had been discredited without seriously considering the issue. Even when we made the decision not to vaccinate our son, I was hesitant to discuss it with people because I know how people often perceive that choice. I was wrong to censor myself. Not speaking about my decision for fear of being ridiculed is exactly what vaccine propagandists want. This primitive but effective form of mind control is one of the reasons that so many parents are afraid to even research this issue, let alone make the choice to forego vaccinations. Unfortunately, ridicule is not the only weapon in the pro-vaccine arsenal. In this Mother Jones article, Chris Mooney argues that parents should be forced to vaccinate because, quote, trying to win anti-vaxxers' hearts and minds wasn't really working out anyways. Mooney discovered how difficult it is to sway an anti-vaxxer with facts by reviewing a recent study in the journal Pediatrics, in which parents received one of four pro-vaccine messages in an attempt to persuade them to give their children the measles, mumps, rubella, MMR vaccine. None of the messages increased parental intent to vaccinate a future child. In fact, the researchers concluded that for some parents, the pro-vaccine messages reduce vaccination intention. Imagine that. A study in which parents are fed CDC propaganda made parents less likely to vaccinate.
Yep.
In my experience, people who are hesitant to vaccinate fall into one or two camps. One, those who have a strong instinct against injecting their healthy children with pharmaceutical concoctions, but who have not done a lot of research into the factual basis for rejecting vaccines, and two, those who have a strong instinctual and factual basis for rejecting vaccines. For people in the first camp, bringing up the link between vaccines and autism, or delivering a dramatic narrative about an infant in danger, may have suggested problems with vaccines that they had not considered. People in the second camp know that the weight of the evidence is against vaccination. So it makes sense that listening to pro-vaccine messages which they had likely already heard, delivered by vaccine advocates who aren't giving due attention to the body of research against vaccines, would strengthen their resolve against vaccination. But Mooney, eager to use the study as proof that anti-vaxxers must be forced to get their shots, chalks the results up to vaccine deniers' imperviousness to facts. Anyone who's researched vaccines with an open mind knows that the facts support refusal. But far too many of us who know this are keeping silent about it because we don't want to be ridiculed by bullies like Mooney. The best way to fight propaganda, Steve, is to talk about the decision not to vaccinate and share information. Right. So that's what I am doing. A great place to start is simply reading the vaccine insert for many and any shots you're considering. If you're interested in researching this topic further, the documentary Silent Epidemic, The Untold Story of Vaccines, and a lecture by Dr. Sherry J. Tempany are also great resources. We've had many of these guests on our show. We've also had on none other than Dr. Mary Toko to talk about this kind of thing. Folks, what a great written piece by our very own Sarah Walker at BobTuscan.com, and I applaud her for not vaccinating. And you know what? I didn't vaccinate either. I will not vaccinate.
We stayed away from it, too. As a matter of fact, they were trying to do that in Colorado because Colorado sort of led the nation, was one of the top anti-vaccine states. And so their plan was that they were going to say, all right, you don't have to vaccine, but you have to give us your name so that we can send you information to tell you why it's so important. And then, of course, you know, they never really report on the actual facts. They said, we had a whooping cough epidemic here in Colorado last year, and then they don't tell you that half of the kids or better were vaccinated against whooping cough, right? You know, I mean, you never get this information. And so I'm all in favor of that. I said, yeah, let's just use government money to get the whole truth out, but let's look at your information. Let's present both sides to the people, and I think you're going to find that they're going to be leaving these vaccination clinics in hordes because nobody is going to want to look at this and take a chance with injecting their child with this ugly stuff, these concoctions of make-believe cures and vaccines over the kinds of statistics and trouble that they have had with the ineffectiveness of this stuff, you know. So you're right, Bob. It's out of control, and they're trying to get a list of people. It's just like gun registration in a sense. They want to know who's out there. See, they want to find the people who disagree, so they can start to isolate them and work on them. And now they're doing it with Jay Cutler, you know, and his wife Christine Cavallari, and all these other people. And of course, anybody that stands up and says this stuff is dangerous is suddenly a target. It's like our HIV/AIDS issue over the years. We've been trying to tell people that this thing is a disaster. $350 billion, probably close to $400 billion, Bob. And but I won't get into that right now. But it's the whole thing, the medical industrial complex, and this drumbeat of mind dronery that's going on out there, and people just following, you know, hook, line, and sinker with the whole thing, has got to be stopped and identified immediately.
When we come back next hour, I'm going to play Kristen Cavallari. What's her name? Anyways,
Cavallari.
I'm going to play her audio from that interview where she comes out about not vaccinating her children and talk a little bit more about my decision not to vaccinate, and we'll continue to take your calls as well.
The Bob Tuscan Show. With finance.